We honor St. Philomena as virgin and martyr. The idea of virginity, so many virgin martyrs in the ancient church, was not only out of a high, high esteem for holy purity that was set in relief, you might say, because of all of the squalid pagan immorality that was to be seen everywhere else in the Roman Empire, and the imitation, of course, of our Blessed Mother herself, but also the wonderful development of the idea of virginity, that is to say, for a young lady to espouse herself to our Lord alone, and thus to serve, whether or not she actually shed her blood, to serve as a martyr, that is to say, as a witness. So she gives up willingly the right to marry and to have children and to have that kind of a normal life here upon earth in order to do what? To be a witness, to stand for a sign of our Lord. Back then, of course, it was still believed that the Lord would come at any time and that he would not tarry. The bridegroom would come to the wedding feast. Even though our Lord has tarried, lo, these 20 centuries, he still does give some young ladies that beautiful vocation of virginity. And in that sense, it always has the idea of a sacrifice, and especially today, and that idea of being a martyr or a witness to point to our Lord, to the kingdom of heaven, to goods which are imperishable. And in that sense, it is a precious gift to all of us, virginity is, that is to say, in this world of ours, to see that kind of a clear witness stand out still. Saint Philomena, virgin and martyr, is also dear to us because Almighty God deigned to send her to us as a 19th and a 20th century saint. Everyone's attention was drawn to the terrible modernist attacks on Saint Philomena, denying her very existence in the years immediately preceding the disaster false council of Vatican II. And it was the first of the false popes, John XXIII or Angelo Roncalli, who had her declared as not existing, and her name struck off the list of the saints of the Catholic Church. And there was even at that time, there were newspaper reports, much to the scandal even of non-believers, of vandalism, the breaking and destroying of her statues and her images, and one famous one of a man who was a great statue producer, breaking the very mold for producing the St. Philomena statue. But she stands out, St. Philomena does, in a particular way, as the witness to God's truth, to Catholic truth, all throughout the 19th and the 20th centuries, which were the ages, and still are today, the 21st, of the isms, secularism and naturalism and of modernism. They couldn't stand her because the devil couldn't stand her. And when God allowed her to enter the scene with this incredible flurry of miracles, which got everybody's interest, whether it be Italy or France or England or the United States and far off Hawaii, the island of Molokai, the leper priest, Father Damien, builds a chapel for the lepers, and to whom does he dedicate it, if not to the little lily of paradise? Saint Philomena, known and loved almost instantaneously throughout the world, and then especially promoted by the Curie of ours, how many miracles has she not worked today? And so I'm praying for you, and you pray for me, and we'll all pray for each other to Saint Philomena today, that there'll still be today for our needs a very flurry of miracles, because the devil couldn't stand that, because Saint Philomena is the witness not only to virginity, but also to the purity of the Catholic faith. She's so entirely and totally supernatural, her story only given to three mystics by private revelation. Aside from that, nothing would be known of her. The hundreds of miracles that she worked, as soon as her relics were discovered and then taken to Mugnano to be enshrined there. and then the story being spread, and all of the pilgrims that come to her tomb, the modernists with their false archaeology and the rest of it, they couldn't stand her. They had to put her in the same position where a few years later they would attempt to put St. Christopher. That is to say, no historical evidence for her existence. She's a non-person. I was reading today from my observance of St. Philomena's feast, this excellent booklet that was written by one of the two souls for whom Mass is being offered tonight, by Patrick Henry Omler. It's called The Unpersoning of St. Philomena. And if you don't have it, it's a good thing to get if you can. And if you do have it, it's good to look through it again today, maybe each year on her feast day, because Patrick Omler explains how, just as that non-Catholic writer predicted in the novel 1984, that those who the moderns did not want to have around anymore were made to cease to exist, like Stalin or the communists rubbing picture characters out of photographs, retreating the photograph, producing a new one, and they're just not there anymore. That's what they tried to do with St. Philomena, and that was Satan's dearest desire, to see that happen, to make her into a non-person. And there would be many who would follow after her. So she is for us not only a glorious saint and a proven miracle worker, sweet and beautiful in her tale, and very dear to us for all of her virtues, but she is for us, as true or traditional Catholics today, our patroness. So I'm glad that some of you at least were able to come, and that many have sent in their petitions today to be prayed for on the altar all day on her feast day. Let us ask her, in addition to whatever we're asking for tonight, let us ask her for an increase of strong, supernatural faith, which is not embarrassed or ashamed in the least to confront modernism wherever we find it, to laugh it off the scene, and to crush it beneath our feet. That is perhaps the greatest and the most necessary work still today of the Princess of Paradise, Saint Philomena. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.